Hi, taking you back on February 11, starting in 1963, the day when the Beatles recorded their debut album. Yes, Please Please Me was recorded in just one day and Rush released following the reaction to the title track. Current Affairs program 60 Minutes started in Australia on this day in 1979. Those first reporters were Ian Leslie, Ray Martin and George Negus.
One in 10 Australians will spend some time in a mental hospital.
In 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from jail in South Africa after spending 27 years behind bars as a political prisoner.
Never again shall the scourge of racial tyranny raise its ugly head.
And Whitney Houston, one of the greatest voices and performers of all time, died on this day in 2012. She was just 48. February 11 birthdays, how about this? Tina Louise is 87. She was the movie star on Gilligan's Island.
I was counting on your coming. After all, you're the best dancer on the island.
Aussie cricket great Bill Laurie is 84. He scored 5,000 test runs before becoming a voice of cricket for over 40 years.
He's on a hat-trick at the G! Listen to the crowd!
Singer Sheryl Crow celebrates her 59th birthday. Actor Alex Papps is 52. Remember, he was one of the originals on Home and Away.
What, you think I was some sort of stud or something?
And Jennifer Aniston is also 52 today, starred in a stack of movies, but will always be remembered for her time on Friends.
Plus, it took you 10 years to finally admit you liked me.
Finally, action superstar Burt Reynolds was also born on this day, the actor renowned as much for his mo as his movies like Smokey and the Bandit, died in 2018, aged 82.
Snowman, I got me some serious trouble here, son, and I ain't kidding this time.
Remembering Burt Reynolds on February 11.